Welcome to the gutter. I'm still away. They're all still at home. I'm joined by Zoom by Stuart Wright, Adam Smith, and John Gibbons. Adam, I'm thrown every time, like I'm thrown with Mo. When I see him on Zoom, says Adam Stevens.
So sorry.
Your alter ego. Mo becomes Morris to me then, and always will be in a way. The bush I've beaten around. Right, let's get down to nitty gritty. Liverpool's hopes of qualifying for the Champions League are now all but, I was going to say in tatters, too, in tatters, all but over. Quietly, in brackets, I'm giving up on nothing, right? But let's work in a universe where it's still, where it's highly unlikely Liverpool get the Champions League now. We've sort of talked hypothetically about this for a while, but it's looming large as a more than distinct possibility. We've talked in recent shows, and you know, supporters have talked about it amongst themselves for weeks and months now. What if we don't get the Champions League? What happens to this sort of era-defining summer that we want and expect? Do the sort of harbingers of doom who say, well, that's the budget cut right there, are they right? Or do Liverpool have to double down? Can we expect that they'll double down? What sort of players will we attract? It's a big question, Stu. But how are you feeling about the near inevitability that we won't qualify for the Champions League and the ramifications of that?
I'm feeling two very different things, to be honest with you. I'm feeling the fact of I very much believe that ship has sailed in terms of the Champions League. I said on a show last week that I think even before the Arsenal game, before the Chelsea game even, I think I'd come to the idea of I'll have a look at the table again on the eve of the last game of the season and just see if there's anything by some miracle that we're in the running. Other than that, I think it's just a matter of try to get what you can from the rest of the season, try to enjoy it and try to build for next season as well. So I do think that the reality, the stark reality of no Champions League football is something that we're going to have to deal with. But, and it is a big but, I do sense that, I know this might just be blind optimism, but I'm a very optimistic fellow when it comes to transfers, and that optimism is always destroyed every summer, but it never puts out the flame of my optimism every year. And I do feel that the tonton seems to be indicating that the money is coming in either way, not just from FSG, but there seems to be, I noticed Alex Miller this week as well suggested that he'd heard from someone inside the club, very reliable source, you know, that the investment is on the way, that external investment that we all need. So I'm optimistic that Liverpool are still going to have 200 million to spend over the summer, and they need it.